This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, this is Natalie.
Hey, it's Ginny and Zebu. I've got a joke for you.
Go, go, go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting sheep. Tune into one of our podcasts, Uninterrupted.
It was on our March trip to New York City that we discovered this talent at a club in Greenwich Village called Village Underground.
Herald Society's good friend Anaya Day and road manager Ashley Kay took us on a tour of New York City's best clubs.
Anaya, leading the band usually on the Wednesdays, had been replaced. Enter Amanda Brown, who at first appeared rather shy and quiet.
Yeah, until she belted out a tune. Touring with Alicia Keys as one of her backup singers, Amanda Brown is definitely a prediction artist.
Set to conquer New York and Australia, Amanda Brown, welcome to Her Society.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for joining us all the way from New York City.
Definitely, it's my pleasure. For the lovely introduction.
You're welcome.
What made you want to become a singer, Amanda?
I've kind of always been singing. My mom is a singer and a piano player. My dad plays trumpet and guitar and bass, and I grew up singing in church probably at the age of like 4 or 5. So I've always been singing, but I think my love of music kind of started maybe around like junior high school. Into high school, where I went to performing arts high school, and I really got to kind of explore other genres of music outside of gospel music. Since that time, I've kind of just been going full force.
Wow. And have you always lived in New York?
I've always lived in New York. I've traveled quite a bit, actually, but this has always been my home.
Great.
No place like it, although I'm a huge fan of Australia.
Actually, you toured here a few years ago with Alicia, didn't you? What was your experience of Australia?
I thought it was great. I was in Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane when I was there, and I just thought the people were so nice, and the weather was beautiful. When we were there, it was summertime over there. So it was just really, really an amazing experience. I didn't get to cross the bridge in Sydney, but other than that, it was amazing.
Yeah, actually, on behalf of Her Society, we'd like to thank you for sending over Oprah Amanda, the personal contribution that you had for that. So I think she did the climbing for you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime, let me know. My people will call her people.
Well, Amanda, what part of New York are you from?
I'm from the Bronx, actually.
Oh,
I've been raised.
It seems to be quite a few artists coming out of the Bronx. There's Jennifer Lopez,
yeah.
Now yourself.
I mean, the Bronx, I think, sometimes gets a bad rap, but there are some really, really beautiful parts of the Bronx. And the Botanical Gardens and the Bronx Zoo are really lovely. So, yeah, my home.
Fantastic, Amanda. Now, I've been following you on your Twitter and on your Facebook, and out of all the people that I seem to follow, you have the most interesting cab driver stories, I've got to say.
Yes. Well, I've been taking the cab quite a bit recently. And I think New York City cabs, like the cab drivers have kind of the most interesting personalities. And so as a result, there are some really interesting experiences. So yeah, you've been following me on Twitter, oh God, so you've been reading all of my, like, crazy stories.
I think a particular story that stuck in my mind was when a cab driver asked you where you were from, and you said you're from here. It was just very, very clever how you answered him. He was really trying to get information out of you, but you gave him nothing.
I think that's kind of like the typical New Yorker response. We're all very, very guarded in many ways, and so we know how to kind of cut through the bullshit.
Hilarious. Now, Amanda, what's coming up for you? You said you've got, we've got the Australian premiere of your single Dreamer, which is lined up here on Her Society, which we're very excited to play. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, I wrote it actually maybe about 2.5 years ago with another actually amazing songwriter. His name is Tex, and a good friend of mine who produced the record. His name is Z Music. In Brooklyn, and we kind of just all got together one day and didn't really have anything specific in mind. He played some music for me, and another friend, Samir, was there and started kind of just strumming some ideas out on the guitar. and I was playing around with some melodies and the concept of like dreamer or being a dreamer or having dreams, and it kind of came to mind, and somehow it just kind of progressed into that. So essentially it started out as kind of just like a jam session, and then, you know, the lyrics made their way through.
Fantastic. Well, obviously it's the debut single from your up-and-coming album, I'm assuming?
Yes. I don't have a release date yet, but it's happening.
To be advised.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about the tunes you're going to belt out after Dreamer?
You know what? I actually don't even know. I am at a point right now where I'm just kind of continuing to write and record music and kind of develop myself and develop a concept for the record. So that's where I am now. So it's really difficult for me to say what the next single would be.
Mm.
And that's me being completely honest.
Oh, you being in New York and being guarded.
Huh?
Are you being a New Yorker and being guarded? Not giving me anything.
I'm not being guarded at all. No. I'm really big on the concept and making sure that the message that I'm trying to send across is clear to everybody that listens to it and to everybody that sees me for the first time. So that's really what's most important to me, in addition to making sure that, like, the music is right. So that's what I'm focusing on at the moment.
Well, wonderful. And you're working on a film clip for this as well?
Yes, I'm working on a music video that hopefully I'm going to release when I launch the website. So excited about both of those things.
Fantastic. Well, I've seen some of the stuff on YouTube on Amanda Brown TV, and yeah, I think you can work a camera, so I think you'll be fine with the film clip.
Well, I won't be working the camera for this particular video. As someone who has a bit more experience will be. But thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Amanda, one question I do have to ask you. How did you obviously first start performing with Alicia Keys? What was your leeway into it?
Well, I actually was working with this one kind of band on the side, singing covers. And there was a saxophone player that I worked with, and I knew that he had played for her, and I kind of jokingly said to him, you know, well, if she's ever looking for a background singer. And he actually told me that the next day there were going to be auditions held in the city for her background singing. So I went, and I called him, and he, like, pulled some strings, and I was able to kind of just walk right up and had my initial audition, and then I got a call back, and then another call back, and then another call back, and then eventually I was told that I got the job.
Fantastic.
So thank you, Dave Watson.
And Dave Watson brought you to Australia.
Right, pretty much, essentially.
Amanda, every Wednesday you sing at a club called Village Underground, which we had the privilege of seeing you to. And the interesting thing was, when we first met you, you were very quiet and shy, and then you got behind the mic and you blew me and Zebu away. Where did that personality come from? Where do you store that personality?
I don't know. You know, it's funny because, like, people say that about me initially when they meet me, but I think most of my friends that know me kind of consider me to be, like, really loud and crazy at times. So
right.
It's funny that you say that. Because, like, I don't normally see myself as being, like, quiet. But I think it just has to do with, like, the music. And I try, the more and more I grow, you know, as an artist and as a musician, to really just dive into the music and dive into the lyrics. And so hopefully that comes across when I'm singing.
Great.
There's obviously a lot of competition in the music scene in New York, being the city of dreams and all. So how do you rise above the competition?
I try not to worry about that, honestly. I try not to worry about what other people are doing. I feel like everybody has their individual story and their individual path. So I know there are, like, some really amazing musicians and singers and songwriters here in New York, but I try not to worry about that. And so far I've been really, really blessed to be able to do half of the things that I've done so far. So yeah.
Fantastic. And what's been one of the most exciting experiences you've had in your life so far when it comes to your singing?
What was most exciting? I mean, touring the world with Alicia Keys on the As I Am tour was really, really exciting. It was my first time kind of traveling outside of the country, And I was able to see things that I never imagined that I would be able to see while I was on tour. And it really also helped to open my eyes to the experience of being an artist on tour and what it requires. You know, it's a lot of hard work. Everybody always thinks, oh, yeah, you're traveling here and there. You get to see Paris. You get to see London. But it's really, really a lot of hard work, and probably 95% of the time you're working and not really seeing the cities that you're in. So it was a great experience in that I was able to see the world, and I was also able to kind of prepare myself mentally for, you know, this undertaking of being an artist.
Well, it sounds like you're having some amazing experiences over in New York, and it's got some exciting stuff is happening for you. We're really excited about all the stuff that you've got coming up, and we're very excited to spin Dreamer. So, Amanda Brown, thank you very much for your time today. It's been a pleasure
thank
chatting to you.
Thank you!
Finally, we got to chat to you! Finally!
I know, yay! I'm sitting in this restaurant, in this like little cafe downtown on 14th Street, and I'm really loud, and people are looking at me, but I don't care.
So you're not as quiet and shy as we thought you were.
Oh, no, not at all.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ginny and Natalie.
Ginny and Natalie who?
From Her Society, baby! Bam! Is that funny? Ginny, do you like that? Hello?
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.